Avram, you'll be keeping a tally?
Yeah, we're off to a good start, Moshe. Thank you.
Okay, Moshe, you know, for the team. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Should have many more simchas. Okay, I'm just going to make a co-host. I think Moshe should be, Moshe Spurn should be co-host for today, together with Avraham.
Last time, remember?
What?
I was a co-host last time. I don't want to take too much power.
Oh, were you? You probably were. You're right. So maybe Zach.
Maybe the chassan.
I don't know. That's too, you know, that's like, you know, Ein Marvin Simcha v'Simcha or Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. You know, one or the other. It'll be interesting to figure out which one. Okay, Zach?
I did it already also.
Did you really? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. Ezra has not done it, I'm pretty sure. Ezra, you didn't do it yet, right?
I have not. It would be an honor.
Okay, terrific. All right, great. First of all, welcome back to everyone. Did I see Ellie looks like... Ellie, everything is good? Ellie, it looks like you're going on a job interview.
Yeah, my sister is getting married today, God willing. So we're on the way to the wedding hall now.
Oh, that's right. I can see the back. I can see the, this is amazing. I can see the noof, as they say, from the back of the car.
Yeah, so I apologize. I'm probably going to have to leave shift soon. Oh, thank you.
That's okay. Mazel tov, and, you know, it's... it's amazing that you're listening. And I can see the note. Where are you? Are you going to New Jersey?
Yeah, driving to, it's called the Rockley.
Are you going to the Rockley?
Yeah.
Okay, good. It's a great place for outdoor weddings. Baruch Hashem, we've had a few sheer weddings there already. Okay, mazel tov, mazel tov. Okay.
Thank you very much, Rebbe.
That's good for, anyways, you can dress that way every day if you want. It's up to you. Okay. Either way, welcome back to everyone. I'm glad we were able to do at least the Motzai Yom Tov. I hope everybody had a healthy and enjoyable Yom Tov. Now we're going to get back to going to just finish a few small things on our Hakdama, and then we're starting straight to go through the first parak. I don't know what the situation is exactly. I know they pushed off in-house beginning for at least like a week and a half, right? So I guess we're on Zoom for at least probably 2 weeks, because anyways, I just came back. So, you know, at least New York City has, you know, strict rules. So we're going to, I guess, be on Zoom at least for another... probably a couple of weeks, and then hopefully after that, are things still on schedule otherwise? Anybody know? No, people don't know. Okay. So anybody finds out, let me know what's happening. Okay, let's start today with just pick up where we were. Just try to make a few final comments about Tarovis Chametz in our Hakdama. And from there, I think we'll take a quick look at the relationship between Bedika and Biur and Bayra, just a quick one in response to the Rashi, but we will probably augment that when we get to Dav Dalet. So, but just make sure to look at the Ran al Atar, you know, how does Rashi respond to Tosis's critique? What is the role of Bedika in light of Bittel? So look at the, you know, the Rishonim al Atar say interesting things. The Ran, the Maram Chalava, Rabbeinu Yechiel and Tosis, Rabbeinu Peretz, Rabbeinu David Bonfil, the Sefer Michtam. Let's start with that. With regard to the question of Chametz Shein Yadua, the Girsos and the Rambam, of course, how does the Rambam seem to understand Bedika and its role? We want to pick up on that as well. With regard to the question of Misasek or Ptur Ones, which may be part of the story, let's say you have Chametz in your possession and you're not aware that, whether it's before the bidika or after the bidika, that's also part of the question, whether that's what the bidika does or not. But so just to revisit something which we've discussed in the past, the tshuva of Rabbi Kiveger, very quickly, just to be aware of, familiar with it, Simen Ches, where he talks about the status of Misasek and whether it's a Maisa Aveira. And the famous discussion of this, you know, relevant to this exact context, and that is the Nesivos and Makor Chaim, you know, and his distinction between, mitzvos or actions that require Maisa, that are Bishav Al Tasa. So that's at the very beginning of the Makor Chaim and Arachaim. You know, the Makor Chaim on Hilchos Pesach, you'll find it there. And also, if you get a chance, look at this language of the Sefer Michtam, also on Vav Mud Beis. But we'll try to go through quickly, just raise some of the issues. I also may say something more about, the status of Chametz and its relationship to Matzah before we move on. But mostly, then we want to move on to the Gemara and Beis on Beis through Dalet Amud Aleph. We'll try to go through that quickly, but there are some issues that come up, interesting questions, at least to touch upon the status of Isra Malacha on Erev Pesach or Erev Chag HaMatzos, briefly, and, you know, other, the status of Yom and Laila, the discussion of the Ravid or La Brasar. There are a few things that come up that we will briefly address, but mostly, after speaking a little bit more about Bedika and Bior and a little bit more about Chametz and Matzah, mostly we want to get to Dav Daled and talk about what is Bittul, and then get into some of the issues of Bayra and so on. But all the issues are interconnected. We're going to have to speak along the way about Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, etc. So there are a lot of rich topics, and we look forward to discussing them. For the moment, I just want to finish off, as we said we would, the discussion that we previously had, and that was regarding Taroves Chametz. So Seth, I see Seth is here. Welcome him back. Just, you know, kind of, not to say over the whole thing, but, you know, what's the general background? Just to catch us up a little bit. What's the problem with Taroves Chametz? And why were we discussing it? Aside from the fact that Tosus and Tosus Rash Mishantz bring it up on that base in a significant way through the Bedika story, I thought that was opportune, and that, you know, it's also a topic relevant to our Hakdama. So what's the background, basically? What were we discussing? Seth?
So you were discussing whether or not Taroves Chametz would be usur because mm-hmm. the fact that you're eat if you whether what are you going to have in Kares, Malkus, and to what degree we call it eating Chametz, and if it's Bittul, and the relevance to Chatushir when you if you're eating Taroves Chametz.
Okay, so basically, in other words, Taroves Chametz and Chametz Nuksha, let's focus on Taroves Nuksha. Sometimes they're together. You already see from the Shalka Vitari in the beginning of Elo Ovrin that it's a machlokas which one is worse or whether. It also is relevant to our Agdam. We will do it though, and that is whether the criterion of nevela she'ena roi lager or ena roi lachilas adam is koveya or ena roi lachilas or nifsal me'achilas kelev is koveya when it comes to chametz for different things. So that's actually important as well. But that aside, taroves and nuksha represent kind of a satellite or a configuration of chametz. One of the things that we've been noting is that, you know, in addition to the myriad of chidushim that surround the Isra of chametz, which is ironic given the fact that it looks like only an Isar Zman, and that's what we were addressing in our Hakdama. In addition to that, there are types of chametz, right? So it's Lifnei Zmano, Tok Zmano, La'achar Zmano, Lifnei and La'achar, each being a challenge, objectively, and of course, subject to the debate of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Lifnei Zmano, the debate between the Rambam and most Rishonim in terms of Ayu Paskin. And in addition to that, there's something called Taroves and Nuksha, which are different Heftza Shel Chametzes than we typically encounter. So again, what we saw so far was there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to say that Taroves Chametz has a separate status and it's Chayiv Mabalkis, exactly what Seth said. Whereas we know Atzma Shel Chametz on Pesach is Bekaris. And the question is to understand that Shita and to understand the rejection of that Shita. So with Pashtus, what we ended up with, if you read the Gemara, according to the way most Rishonim read it, this is the view of Rabbi Eliezer, and we don't paskin that way. And it's based on the principle of Heter Mitztaref Le'iser, a fascinating concept in its own right, but one which we encounter in other contexts too. So it's not completely foreign to us. Of course, the idea that maybe we would say Heter Mitztaref Le'iser in certain areas of halacha and not in others is something suggestive and something important. Why would we make that distinction? That's important. But anyways, that's what the Gemara says. The Pashtus, it sounds like the whole Mishnah is Lo Libe Dehochasa, Kudecha Bavlin, Shechar Amadin, Zisama Mitzri, and so on. And it sounds like there is no category of chametz which is only Bemalkas and not Bekaris, except maybe Rabbi Yehuda, right? Lifnei Zmano or La'achar Zmano. The Pashtus, the status of Taroves Chametz is the status of Taroves of any Yisur in Kol Torah Kula. Namely, it depends whether it's Tamo or Tamo Mamasho. You plug it in to the Sugya in Avodah Zarah, the Sugya's in Gidu Nasha, etc. And that's what it is. That's a simple pshat. And therefore, La Halacha, there is no Lav of Taroves Chametz, etc. The problem with that is that the Rif came up with a big chiddush. He assumed that when you have taroves kedach yilas pras, that there is malchus even according to the chachamim. The Rambam went further and counted it in the Koteret and independently in Sefer HaMitzvos as a lav. And not only that, but the Rambam went even further than that by presenting, you know, the Mishnah as is, talks about Kutach Bavli and Zisim HaMitzri and Sheikh Ramadi. You know, if you would read the Rambam and, you know, just leave out certain words, you get the impression that he paskins like Rabbi Lazar, which is kind of what the Ramban says about the Rambam. Like, I don't understand. Do we paskin like, and not only the Ramban, but Ramban, the Ramach, a lot of the Nosei Kalim. So it comes from the Rif, who basically implies that. Where does he get it from? And it's followed through and even expanded by the Rambam. Moreover, the Rif and the Rambam both seem to say that if you have, insufficient for Malkus, you know, there's still an Isur, and it sounds like that's not just the regular din of Chavs Yishir, perhaps. So there are many puzzles in the Rambam, and the Nosei Kalim asks the question in different ways. Why do you need a law for Taroves Chametz? It's a din called Torah Kula. Why do you seem to paskin like Rabbi Lazar when you don't? The biggest question of all, if it's kazayis v'chdei achilas pras, then you should be chayiv kares, because that's the shir tziruf in Kol Torah Kula. And why are you makel to let him off the hook only with malchus? So there are numerous questions that apply, some to the Rif, many more to the Rambam, and this is the problem. In addition to the way the Rambam presents it, what he says, etc., there's also two other problems. One is that the Rambam in Bayra Baimatze, Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, I'm just reviewing so far very quickly, hopefully, says that Bayra Baimatze applies to cases like Kutakabavli, Sheikhar Mahdi, Zisima Mitzri, etc. The same cases that even in, you know, if you read it carefully, finally, Bamedvar Mamurim, the Rambam ultimately rejects those cases. Why he quotes them to then qualify them is part of the problem. But in the end of the day, at least it seems like he ends up, you know, partially at least, rejecting the Mishnah. But the same cases are back and not qualified when it comes to Bayra and Bayimatzeh. And that surely is surprising, right? What does he mean by that? And again, the Rosh HaKelim join the discussion. You know, the Ramach starts off by saying, if you're not Chayiv, you know, for it in Perek Aleph, why would you be violating Bayra Bayimatzeh for it in Perek Dalet? And we saw that there were different perspectives. You know, the view that says, well, Bayra is, the assumption of the Ramach's question is that Bayra only applies to the kind of chametz which is asur b'achila min haTorah, or even with consequences. Again, the Kesef Mishnah and earlier the Rash and others think that's not necessarily true, because Bayra is about presence, and Perek Aleph, you know, at least the Malkus and the Kares, is about achila. So just because you're not chayav for its achila doesn't mean that there isn't presence. Of course, that's an important issue in its own right. And then what would be the criterion? Whenever you have a kazayas present, you have to assume that that kazayas isn't bata lagamri, at least legabe its presence. Maybe it's bata lagabe achila because the amount that you would have to eat, you know, surrounding it. But as presence, maybe it's not batel. If it's not batel, maybe kazayas is good enough. However, that doesn't satisfy the Magen Mishnah and other Mefarshim saying, no. Just like Perek Aleph, the Ram starts off with Kutach, and he says, Bamedvar Mamurim, there's an invisible Bamedvar Mamurim here too. It's only Kazayas Bechdei Achilas Pras. Doesn't say that in the Rambam. He did say it in Perek Aleph. Either he's relying on it because he accepts the implicit assumption of the Ramach, or assumes that anything else is going to be batel, even as presence. But either way, there's a problem. So that's the second problem, the second Rambam that is problematic. Then, of course, there's the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, who seems to possibly, hard to say, but seems to say that if you eat a kazayas of a taroves, of kazayas b'chdei achilas pras, then you are loka. Whereas the Rambam in Mishnah Torah says clearly, in the end of the day, that you have to eat the pras so that you're actually consuming a kazayas of chametz in the mix. And the question again is, like, what is that? That sounds like hetem etzdarev le'iser. It doesn't sound like, you know, kazayas b'chdei achilas pras, but it's the shear of kazayas b'chdei achilas pras. So, mimanov shach, like, what is going on? If the Rambam really meant it. So what I was trying to say, just b'kitzur, many, many, many people have said many things about these Rambams. Again, you know, we're not talking about Tam, we're talking about, you know, only Mamish or Shalok Kederech or all sorts of different answers to these questions. And what I was trying to suggest was that Rambam and the Rif understood the Gemara in a certain way. And that is that when the Gemara raises the point of Kazayas Petechilas Pras, on the Memdalet Amud Aleph, that the Gemara didn't mean to say that if you have Kazayas Techilas Pras, a Chacham Bar Moda, that you Chayv Kares, which is how Rashi and most Rishonim read it, because you have Shir Tziruf Kazayas B'chol Torah Kula. What he really meant, what they understood the Gemara to be saying was, and this is consistent with the Havamina, that Kutta Chababli is Kazayas Techilas Pras, even though the Gemara says, but it isn't. What they understood to be was that the Gemara was trying to find a way to redeem the position of Rabbi Eliezer, by which I mean to revise it. Not that the Chachamim completely reject Tarovas Chametz Belav and the Gzeres HaKasuv and so on, but that they disagree with the details. For them, it's not based on Hetem Mitzaret for Easter, it's based on Kazayas Bechdei Achilas Pras. And that's how the Rif and Rambam read the Gemara. And that's the reason why there really is Malkus, if there's Kazayas Techilas Pras. So if that's the case, then the question, you know, becomes even more significant, and that is, what does Kazayas Techilas Pras have to do with Taroves, right? And why isn't there Kares? Two different questions, but related questions. So I think the answer to that question, as we've discussed, is number one, reflected by the famous view of Reb Chaim Cohen, who thought that Tamo Mamasho in general was where you have the proportions of Kazayas Bechdei Achilas Pras, and you only eat a Kazayas of it, meaning it's a shear in the density or a certain kind of Echus of Cheftza Shel Taroves. And I think that that's a pshat in the Ramach in Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, at least with regard to Bal Yirah. Although you could have said that it's only true for Bal Yirah. Namely, the Ramach's solution is Irochanami. There's a kesher between Perek Aleph and Perek Dalet. You're not basically also for Bal Yirah for things that are not Cheftza Shel Chometz Legabi Achila. However, and that's an interesting argument between the Kesef Mishnah and the Magid Mishnah and so on, because the Magid Mishnah is saying that that's absolutely true technically as well. Meaning anything that if you eat, right, you won't be Chayiv Malkus for, you won't get Bal Yirah either. Because it's Batel, or because it's a Shir in the Cheftza, or because it's a Siag Daraisa. Could be any of those three. It's hard to know. Whereas the Kesef Mishnah, the Rash, the others who made the Ha'ara, who thought that as long as there's a Kazayas present, we don't care that if you ate it, right, you wouldn't, even Toch Achilas Pras, it wouldn't matter. They're saying, no, Bayura Lechud and Achila Lechud. They certainly assume it's not a Siag L'Achila. And they also assume that, you know, it's not necessarily a Shir in the same Cheftza either. There's a separate din of Yisur Chometz, its presence. It may be related to the general theme and character of Chometz as something which is singular and defies analogy, you know, in terms of other Isurim, like the second day of Tosis. But at least it's not a Siag and it's not a Shir. But the Ramach says something in between, something really fascinating. And that is that when you have the proportion of Taroves, of Kazayas Dechilas Pras, even if Lemaisa, this particular mix, this dip, whatever it is, Kuta Chabavli, is not eaten that way, so on a Perek Aleph level, it's short, nonetheless, it's the same kind of Cheftza as a Cheftza, and therefore it has Bayirah. So if you ask the question, what is the relationship between Bayirah and Achila, between Perek Dalet and Perek Aleph, the answer for the Ramach is a complex one. It has to be roughly the same kind of a Cheftza, but not actually the same Cheftza. But with that Ramach, I think what we gain also, as I said previously, before Yontif, is a greater understanding and appreciation of the Shaka Vatari of the Gemara. Now, when the Gemara said originally, Hanach l'kutachababli, that's also Kazayas Dechilas Pras, right? And then the Gemara said, no, because you don't eat it quickly enough. Instead of being like, oh, what, the Gemara didn't know that originally? They didn't know how quickly you eat the dip? Like it's a Metzius Chiddush. The answer is not at all. Originally they were thinking, well, the proportion is the same, typical to Ochlim. Most Ochlim, where you eat Kazayas Dechilas Pras, I don't know, let's make up a proportion. I don't know what it is. I'm just totally fabricating it. 26%, solution. Okay, so let's say 26% solution is typically, you know, Kazayas Bechdei Achilas Pras. You know, so the Gemara thought, well, that's good enough to be a Cheftza Shel Taroves, who's Achila, even a Kazayas worth, maybe, or at least a Pras worth, right, would be Aser. And then the Gemara said, no, that far we don't go. It actually depends on eating, right, an actual kazayas, or at least the proportion in actuality that would bring you to that. So then what we're really saying is that this is shir on the cheftza. So the Ramach's shir is actually mechudash. Maybe it's limited It's Perek Dalet, but it explains the Havamina of the Gemara in issues connected to Perek Aleph. Either way, it would highlight for the Rambam again, and then of course it totally explains why it's Kutach Abavli, it's Sheikh Rambam, because in Nochechut, in Metzius, in presence, you know, we really don't care how long it takes. We care about the proportion and the density. And that's what counts. So if that's the case, so this is basically the Mahalak that I was trying to suggest, that the Rambam believes that there's a chalos called Taroves Chametz BePesach. And that's why he needs a separate Xeris HaKasuv. Because typically it's not Taroves, you know, Pekel, you know, or in most things. I'm not sure about Chalem, but typically there's no Taroves of Isurim. It's just the Chefs of Shalisur that is hidden, masked by other things. And then you have to apply the Dinam of Tam and Tam of Mamasho, and so on. But here, there really is a separate entity called Chalos Taroves that needs to be counted in Mina Mitzvos and the Koteret. It's basically Midrab Lazar Nishma L'Chachamim. It's not Hetzer B'Tzar F'Li'Isser, but why do we use the cases of Kutach? Because we want to drive home that point that this isn't Hetzer B'Tzar F'Li'Isser, but it's pretty close to it. And in Yad HaChazaka, you have to eat a pras, because you all have to eat a certain critical mass, quantitative amount of the actual chametz. But in the end of the day, the mechayiv still is, right, achilas tarovas chametz. So if that's the case, then we can understand all of those things, you know, that troubled us. Perek Dalet, Perek Aleph, the, you know, saying kutach and then saying b'medvar mamurim, leaving kutach in, you know, in Perek Dalet. But it also explains to us Hilchos Macholos Asuros with regard to Dovr Sheish L'Matirin, where the Rambam says that Chometz is Dovr Sheish L'Matirin, and that's the reason that it's also B'Mashu, but then applies it also to Min Shein of Amino, which is strange, because typically Dovr Sheish L'Matirin, Min Shein of Amino is Bato. But the explanation would be that typically that's true because there's no oser, because it's just lost. There's no tam. And that's fine if the tam, let's say, is typically just, you know, an ikuv, you know, in the bittel, and we're worried about bumping into or colliding, you know, with the chetz shaliser. So then min shein b'mino, and you have enough, you know, there's no problem even in Dovr Sheish L'Matir. But if what we're saying is that Taroves Chametz is a chalos, not just the inability to locate and identify the Chefza Shel Chametz because of everything surrounding it, then maybe you really need to be, we always need to address, it's not really batel in that sense. Not in typical bittel terms, for sure. So maybe even Min Shein B'Mino is a bittel that's more formal, like the Min B'Mino. And that's why the Rambam quotes the Isra of Taroves Chametz, I think, to explain this extension of Dovr Sheish L'Matirin even to Min B'Mino. By the way, I do think that this same Yesod probably underpins the Kesef Mishnah and the Merkevas HaMishnah. All the people who have different explanations, the Rambam's talking about a case where there's no Tam, the Rambam's like talking about a case of Shelo Kederech, they too have to, everybody has to contend with that line in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, where Taroves Chametz is Iser, Chiddush, seems to have impact, right? Seems to have determined also with regard to obliterating the difference between Min B'Mino, Min Shein B'Mino, knowing Dovr Sheish L'Matirin. I think all of them will say that it's based on like a similar idea, and that is that whatever the Chiddush of Taroves Chametz in the Rambam is, it reflects that getting rid of chametz is different. Any presence of chametz is formidable and needs to be formally, you know, neutralized, negated, you know, destroyed. Whereas other isurim can sometimes, you know, as long as they're not, you're not worried about encountering them, as long as they're, you know, not making their presence felt, that's enough. Cheftes shel chametz is different. This is why this is important for our Agadama. Because what I'm trying to suggest is that any little amount of chametz, or certain amounts of chametz anyway, can poison the taroves and give it a status of chalos taroves. It's not just the typical problem of maybe you're encountering it, or you have the tam of it, etc. It's more than that. Chametz's impact, its ability to affect its surroundings, other things, is part of its toxicity, part of its special status, part of its singular, you know, source should be, whatever you want to call it, that we've been discussing. So for this reason also, as well as the second idea, which I'll get to in a second, the Rambam always talks about atzmon shel chametz as opposed to taroves chametz. And that he has again in successive halachos here in Perek Aleph. It's just very meduyah because it's an interesting word, and it is a word with connotation. So chametz shenasarav b'davar acher tacha pesach ben b'mina ben shlo b'mina raise also b'kol shu. Second, right? But im nasarav ben b'mina ben shlo b'mina raise a mutter. After Pesach, I'm sorry. Chametz sheyisol shavu lev Pesach afi shuasa b'hana imisar bein b'mina ben shlo b'mina reza mutter la'achlo achar Pesach shlo konsu v'asar lebchametz atzmo aval ataroves mutter b'achila la'achar a Pesach. This idea of atzmo shel chametz as taroves chametz gives this impression that these are two chaloses or two chetza shel chametzes. Again, which one is? Or are both of them, you know, the key stat, the keyword is it that kares is atzmo, or that, you know, taroves is not atzmo? Not sure. We'll get to that in just a second. I think there are two possibilities. But either way, it explains what the Rambam means here. This is what we discussed from those who were in Chulin, and I made allusion to it. The Rambam's din, that taroves doesn't apply to Komet Shavar Lava Pesach, could have been put in Halacha Dalet, where the Rambam speaks about chametz she'avar lava Pesach. And he has interesting things to say about that too, which we'll get to. Chametz she'avar lava Pesach osur banu al yolam, davar zeh knes midivri sofrim, mipnei she'avar al bayira osru, kedei shel yaniach kanim chametz b'rishus lava Pesach, kedei she'yena bo akar. The Rambam has something to say here about chametz she'avar lava Pesach, more than simply a knas. Not for now. But my point is, the Rambam could have said, however, whatever this thing is, doesn't apply to Taroves. But basically, he saves this for Halacha Hey, which intervenes with the Isur Mashu. So you have the Isur Mashu. And then at the end of discussing the Isur Mashu on Pesach, Rambam says, but, L'achar Pesach, there's no Isur Taroves, because that's only Atzmo shel chametz. Meaning, what the Rambam chose to do was make the din that Taroves doesn't apply to chametz she'avar lava Pesach, not a din of chametz she'avar lava Pesach, but a din in the contrast between Atzmo shel chametz and Taroves chametz. Very subtle. And I think of that significant. Can we talk last year about other possibilities, you know, of this din? But, and I think that's l'shitaso. So then the very next halacha is Ein Chevin Karis Halal Hilas Atzmo Shel Chametz. That's the key one. That's the din of Taroves Chametz. Again, using this expression, only Achilas Atzmo Shel Chametz gets Karis. Aval Eruv Chametz Kegon Kutach Abavli, etc., etc., etc. And then you have in Halacha Zayin, when you talk about Chatzi Shir, which we know the Rambam treats uniquely. Everyone of these halacha. This is the point I've been trying to make in our Akdama. Practically every halacha, or maybe every halacha, in Perek Aleph Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah underscores the uniqueness of chametz. The Rambam treats every single halacha chametz differently than anything else. That is just mind-boggling. Very inspiring, I think. Ha'ochel min ha'chametz atzma v'pesach kol shu erez osur min ha'Torah. What I would say is the special dinim beyond Chatzishir, right? only apply to Atzmo Shulchan. Well, again, as we discussed them, however they're manifest, only apply to Atzmo Shulchan, or only don't apply to Tarovas Chametz, as the case may be. Okay. So I think now we understand better those three Lashonos, the Atzmo, 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 one after the Halacha, after the other, as well as the reference in the context of Dover Sheish L'Matirin. We can also better understand why there's an, you know, Iser of Pachos Mikashir. The Ramban understood and say, for instance, that that's a Dinder Rabbanon. But the Pashtus, not so much. Okay. So, one second. Let me just make sure I'm not skipping anything at the moment. Yeah. So now back to the question, why is there no Karis? Just to elaborate that a little bit more. That's the strongest issue. That's the most problematic question, right? In the end of the day, you've still eaten Atzmo Shel Chametz, which isn't Batel, Tokadei Chilas Pras. Why don't you get Karis? So just to repeat, I think there are three answers to this question. Seth? Where did Seth go? Seth?
Hello?
Yeah.
I don't remember them all, so call in someone else, please.
Oh, okay, sure. Avi? Roth? If you don't remember all three, what would you say to the Ramban's question? Why aren't you chayiv karis? Forget about the tarot. You have still eaten chametz ben, which is not batel kadech pilas prats. If you did the same thing for most isur, to use the language of the Ramban, which of course, you know, is always golden. I'm sorry. Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos says about this question, basically, midamalkus nishmalakares, which gets to the chelov issue, might be another exception, but we'll get that in a minute. Ramban says, why don't you get kares? V'chein k'zayis e'chilas pascha, you remember b'kol yisrun shabbatorah, bein malkus bein kares. K'mo shomer b'chololon, kol shetamu mamashu aser v'lo k'nolel, so k'zayis e'chilas pras. V'kivin shuhu lo k'bishari surin, that's a great line, Numocho chayiv kares mikol chayiv akrisus she'em b'shari surin medrash l'rabos malkus u'lamayit kares k'midrash al sharavi alazar b'chametz. Meaning, why don't you say midamalkus nishma l'kares? And we do find because I say chilas pras typically is mitzaref, right? So why is this? If that's his question. Okay, so what were we saying? What could you say about this?
The Migos Esther says, I believe that it's already a chesh to say you get malchus, and in general, it would only be a chesh from Sinai say you get malchus, then in general, you wouldn't be chayav and onesh for tarovas. I don't remember the other approaches.
Right, but the question is, why wouldn't you even get, why is that a chesh? If you read, it's a chiddush for Rabbi Eliezer. Why is that a chiddush for the Chachamim? I mean, you might be right, but we just need to understand it. I mean, what the Ramban is saying is, we find this in Kol Torah Kula, that we're mitzaref a shir of achila kedei achilas pras, including with tarovas. Oh, so several things. Stephen? Lieber?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay, so one thing is, so it's good we're running over quickly, even though I want to add some things. One thing is maybe in Achanami, right? Maybe all the Rambam meant to say is that you're also Chayim Malkus because you violated two things. You wait Tarovas Chametz, and you all say Chametz Ben. That's one possibility. I don't think that that's what the Rambam means, but I can't be sure that he doesn't mean it. So I prefer to think that there's no karis here. But I was trying to suggest two explanations. One is that the only reason that typically you're mitzaref to a shir shalem is because there's a vacuum. There's nothing else. In other words, if I'm eating nosar or pigol, right, and it's in a taroves, and it's because I say chilas pras, so I'm consuming it. What am I consuming? Taroves nosar? Or am I consuming nosar? Just that, you know, I'm not eating a kazayas of the food in front of me is not eating kazayas of nosar. It's going to take me a pras till I eat the nosar, kazayas. Because there aren't two dinim, like the Ramban said, there aren't other areas of halacha. You don't have what you have here, according to the Rambam, which is a ribui, that there's a whole other category. Typically, there's one category. So basically, when I eat something, what I'm doing is I'm eating a little bit of it, a little more, a little more, a little more, a little more, right? By the time I finish up, you know, the hourglass, the pras hourglass, you know, is gone, I've eaten a kazayas of the Be'en. Great. So I should be loke if it's a malchus, I should be chayv kares if it's kares, etc. Here we have a new phenomenon. And that is two cheftzas, two chaloses, right, of the same, two ways to eat chametz, or two different descriptions or depictions of cheftzah shel chametz. Because the Torah says kol machmetzas, and the Rambam thinks that even according to the Chachamim, that's a lav. So you have a lav, you have chametz, right, and kol machmetzas. So I'm saying you have kares and you have. So the point is that when you eat, and if the idea particularly is that the cheftza poisons or affects or defines, you know, its surrounding. So when you eat the taroves part, right, it's not just that, oh, you're keeping track of the be'en, you know, but it's spaced out within the taroves. So when you eat a kazayas of the food, you're not yet eating a kazayas of the ben. Here, there's a chalos called taroves chametz. It's different than chametz ben. So when you eat it, you're eating a chalos of taroves. Right? Now, according to the Rambam, now again, and of course, just to repeat what we've said before, if the reading of the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos is correct, and that it's more radical, and that there the Rambam holds you only have to eat a kazayas, then, of course, all these questions don't even get off the ground. Because what we're then saying is, if you eat a kazayas of a dense taroves of kazayas achilas pras, right, then even though you only ate a kazayas of the taroves, it's still considered chefta shel taroves chametz. But of course, you're not going to get kares because you haven't eaten a kazayas of chametz, even a kazayas of taroves chametz. So that, you know, there's no question. There's nothing to talk about there. If that's true, according to the Rambam Yad HaChazaka, where it's perfectly clear you have to eat the pras, but the way I'm suggesting it is, not as a sheer tziruf achila to eat the kazayas be'en, but either it's a din of achilas be'en al yedei taroves, or it's just a question of achilas pras shel taroves, where the kazayas is a quantitative shiur in addition to the proportional shiur. You have two shiurim. You need to have the proportion of cheftza shel kedei achilas pras, taroves, and you need to swallow a certain amount of kazayas in that proportion. But when you're eating, right, there's no vacuum that's only counting the be'en of chametz. It's saying you're working towards a be'en kazayas of chametz al yedei taroves, or it's saying you're working towards the pras, which is another way of saying, you know, the cheftza, which is going to make you chayiv for taroves chametz. So if that's the case, then that's not comparable to where you only have one category and the only thing that's significant is the ban, just that it's hidden. But in order to say that, you do, I believe, also have to add, in order not to say the archaiv twice, another point. And that is the one I alluded to already, which is that kazai sechilis pras can be understood in two ways. As a shir tziruf. One is that it's a hagdara vachila achas. Then I find this very hard to say. Because if that's the if the definition of achila achas is not bli achas, or even achila memushachas, but it's achila kedei achilas pras, and that's just the definition, you know, the more flexible definition of achila. So the wine, you know, good. So you're eating chafta shel taroves. But aren't you also eating atzmo shel chametz within the shiur? But if you think, remember, the Gemara have a mina that we don't say kazayis v'achilas pras doraisa. Obviously, there was a havamina that in order to be considered achila achas, you either need bli achas or continuous achila of some sort. Right? I don't know if it needs to be b'neshima achas, but, you know, something. So now we paskin that kazayis v'achilas pras is doraisa, and there is a shir tziruf. But is that because what you have in bli achas, so what you have in achila b'mushachas, you also have equally in achila kedei achilas pras? Or is it because even though you don't, you can join together independent achilos, especially if they don't have their own status and stature, in order to combine into one chiyuv, even though you're actually doing different achilos? Discrete achilos within a shiur can be mitzdari. It's a shiur tziruf of independent actions. Ah, if you say that, then to say, typically we're counting the ends, but here we're counting in the more natural, bigger unit, that's taroves. So this is is there a lechatchila of bliachas? Is there a lechatchila of memushachas? This is a major debate in mitzvos in particular. For example, the famous discussion, the Magen Avraham, Simen Tav Ayin Hey, you know, paraphrases some of this. The Mordechai, when he talks about Korech, so talks about how many kezesim you need. So the Mordechai says, how can you require, you know, so many kezesim, you know, bevas achas, ein beis ablia mechazekes, you know, yoser mikabetza. So the Trumas HaDeshen, famously, says, oh, you see from that Mordechai that there at least is a lechatchila in mitzvos of achila kiachas, of blia achas. He says, v'hu adin, this seems to be accepted by some of the poskim. This is the, you know, responsible for a lot of the hatzala calls. That if you want to eat two kezesim of matzah, right, the lechatchila, you should try to be bolea, you know, bevasachas. Because you see from the Mordechai that that's better. So Reb Chaim in the stencils, Chiddush Agra Chalashas, says he doesn't think it's a good raya. Because maybe the yesod, this is important, the kiyum of Korech is dafka integrating achilas matzah umarar, or matzah marar and Pesach, whatever the case may be. That's the whole idea of Korech, the sandwich, is that you're integrating them. So there's a lechatchila of bliya kiachas. But who says there's a lechatchila of bliya kiachas just because this is a din of achila? So it could very well be, and this is a major debate, you know, whether whenever there's a mitzvah of achila, is there a lechatchila of not breaking or eating, gulping in one or not breaking, or it's fine to eat kedei achilas pras. Similarly, as I mentioned, I think before Yontif, the Sefer HaChinuch, when he talks about Yom Kippur, speaks about kedei achilas pras, not as a shir, sirof achila, but as a shiur of hefsek. I can't allow from the beginning of your process till the end of the process, right, more than kedachilas pras. That's different than saying that the beginning and the end have to take a place within achilas pras. In other words, does the beginning and end have to be inside the pras? Or it can even be outside. Okay, so that's one approach. And according to that approach, the Chiddush certainly is chalos taroves chametz as something which redefines the taroves itself. Excuse me. I think it's the second approach, and that is that the real Chiddush is atzmo shel chametz. And maybe taroves is more the typical machalos asuros isurianu that we are familiar with. And then what we'd be explaining is, why was chametz given in isur kares to begin with? Most machalos asuros don't have. Most machalos asuros isurianu are b'malkas. Obviously there are exceptions. But why chametz in isur zman? So maybe partially the answer is that, you know, chametz as macholos asuros is only b'malkas. The problem is when you have undiluted, unadulterated, pure chametz, atzmo shel chametz, that's b'karis. And the reason for that is connected to everything we've been saying. And that is that chametz on Pesach, either because that's the only time it gets its chalos or because of the message, the incompatibility with Sipritzis Mitzrayim. Again, whether it's Sar Shabisa or Midas Adin or my idea or some other idea, whatever it is, Chametz BePesach is toxic, it's anathema, it is completely antithetical to the theme of that time period. But maybe that's only true in Atzmo Shel Chametz, which is detectable, discernible. Like when I mentioned this, we talked about, you know, maybe taroves in some cases is no good because anytime you need to be involved with an isar nikar, right, taroves just doesn't qualify. Or maybe the better way to say it is the other way. Only atzmo qualifies. So maybe the din is not that chametz is bekares, but there's something called chalos taroves chametz that's b'malkas. Maybe the real din is atzmo shel chametz, that's bekares. Any other configuration of chametz, even if it's not batel and even if you're eating enough of it, that's like shari surim, that's balav. So that would be, it could be that both of these things are true. I'm not sure. But these are the two perspectives that I thought, alongside saying that maybe you are chayiv twice, which I don't believe, but I think is possible, that one could say. I'm going to pause for a second for questions, and then I want to talk about some nafkaminas between these two perspectives and in general for maybe for the Rambam's view, and then speak about a couple of other things as well. Anybody have a question in the interim?
Abby? Can Rami explain one more time why, according to the first approach, why there's no karet? How come it depends on the two havanas of kezayin b'chilas pras in terms of a mitzarif?
What I'm saying is, if kezayin b'chilas pras is a natural definition of achila, namely you have whatever it is, 7 minutes, 9 minutes, it's all considered one long achila, then I find it more difficult to explain why you haven't eaten atzmo shel chametz, you know, within that 7 or 9 minutes, you know, so what? So you ate it together with something else. You have to eat it in a pure way. If the chiddush is taroves chametz, what I'm saying is in the end of the day, you've eaten atzmo shel chametz, you know, according to the normal mechanics of achila. But if the combination of achilas pras is a artificial one, that's really, it's the combination of 10 different achilas. Every time you chew or every time you take a break, you know, from chewing, let's say, that's considered a different achila. But the Torah, the halachas mechadesh, that you're chayiv for multiple achilas as well, as long as they don't have some other identity. But then if it does have another identity, or the way that you're going to be mitzaref it, will be a function of formally, legally, what's taking place. You're artificially combining, but what are you combining? So what I'm saying is, if there's a chalos of tarovas chametz, then you're not eating a kezias and a, you know, you've eaten a half a kezias. Now you're eating another quarter. Now you're eating another third. That's not what's happening. You're eating three quarters of a kezias of tarovas. Now you're eating another three quarters of kezias of tarovas. It takes a pras of tarovas, if you will, or a kezias al yidei tarovas to be chay. So you're eating half a kezias al yidei tarovas, another third kezias al yidei tarovas, meaning what it is that you're adding up and what it is therefore that's combining is what's going to dictate what the category is, because it's an artificial combination. It's, that's what I mean by not being in a vacuum. Understand?
But I could just say on the other side, if Achila Pras just makes it one Maisa Achila, so that Maisa Achila is a Maisa Achila of just Tarovas Chametz. Just like
artificially. I'm saying, why isn't it both? You've eaten, it is a Maisa Achila of Tarovas Chametz, but haven't you also eaten it? Because the normal way that you'd eat a Kezias, because you happen to be chewing other things?
But you also should say it for the other side, that even if it's independent, you're eating both the whole, even if
what's independent?
Even if
I'm only basically saying that the more artificial the combination is, the easier it is to apply this chiddush, right, that we label it and that we care about the labeling. And the more it's a natural process, the more we should just care pragmatically about how much you've consumed. That's how I understand it. I think it's mechuda. I'm not saying it's a davar pashut, but that's the best way I can explain it. Okay.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Quick question. Do the Rabbana, do the Chachamim, the Rabbana, do they not say use komach metzes for chimel tzalidei davar acher? In other words, maybe they don't.
That's part of the Ramban's question.
Rebbe Eli. Yeah, but I'm saying if Rebbe's whole mahalach is particularly in the Chachamim, so how do we reconcile? Yeah.
Right. This is not my problem. This is the Rambam's problem. I mean, the Rambam uses komach metzes for as a separate lav of tarovas chametz.
Yeah, but it's not a problem for people who hold like Rabbi Eliezer that they say the Rambam holds like Rabbi Eliezer.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
Well. Why can't no we say this?
No one thinks the old Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds Hetem Mitzar Fleisa even if there's no Kazai Zachilas Pras. Rabbi Eliezer holds the Mishnah of Kuta Chabavli.
I thought the case of Mishnah says he holds like, people say he holds like Rabbi Eliezer. The Mechas Chinuch mentioned it also that most people say he held like Rabbi Eliezer.
Right, but it isn't. No one thinks that he holds actually like Rabbi Eliezer because Rabbi Eliezer and the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer is the author of the Mishnah according to the Gemara. He holds that Kutta Chabavli and Sheikh Ramadi and Zisim Amitzri are Chayiv Malkus. Ram doesn't hold that way. He holds an echo of Rabbi Eliezer, or like Rabbi Eliezer. That's what I'm trying to explain. But it's impossible to say that he actually holds, he doesn't paskin like the Mishnah completely. He doesn't hold that to Masar Fleiser. You don't have to eat a pras according to Rabbi Eliezer.
Right. But I guess we don't really know how to reconcile the way that the Gemara seems to say komach metzes, you know, applies to one area.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. That's Ramban's question. I think that's a good question. No matter, I can give you my answer to that question in a second. But let's just be clear. That's one of the Ramban's questions. That's a question no matter what, because the Gemara originally said that the Rabbi Eliezer holds that, you know, this pasuk is used for tarovis. And then the Gemara says, what's Chacham going to do? And they say they use it for something else. Great. So that's what the Ramban says. Oh, what's the Ramban going to do with that? My answer is that a transition took place in the Bavli, but only on Mem Daled Omid Aleph. When the Gemara said, ooh, what about Kazayas Techilas Pras? And then the Gemara said, you're right, the Chachamim agree, because I said Achilas Pras. So according to Rashi and Tosas and most of the Rishonim, who interpreted that meant lemaisa. If you eat a kazayis ekilos pras, you're chayiv kares because you're eating atzma shalchametz. So then nothing has changed from the previous Gemara, which says that komach metzas, you know, refers to neschametz meilav, etc., because we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. But according to what I'm suggesting, that the riff in the Rambam read the Gemara went like this. The Gemara said it's Rabbi Eliezer, and you need to find some other limud for the chachamim. But then on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara discovered something new, and the riff in the Rambam ran with it, and that is that the chachamim can fundamentally agree with Rabbi Eliezer, right? In principle, that there's a lav of tarovas chametz. They just think that the shiur is kazayis echilas pras, not hetem mitzarev liyaser. Ah, so then they can have that limud. Now, how will they learn the dinim of neschametz meilav? How will Rabbi Lazar learn it? You know, so that's how I would say. I would say the Gemara originally thought it's all or nothing. If you hold like Rabbi Lazar, hetem mitzarev liyaser, and if not, then find yourself another limud. And the Gemara in Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, you know, changes its mind. It discovered something new, and the riff and the Rambam jumped on board that new discovery. But either way, it's impossible to say the Rambam is 100% like Rabbi Eliezer, because he isn't. You know, but he is like Rabbi Eliezer, and that's the Ramban says, like, it sounds like you're paskinling like Rabbi Eliezer, meaning Rabbi Eliezer is the man d'amar and the Gemara that the Gemara, you know, associates with having Tarovas Chametz. Nobody else. Where did it say anybody else? But if you read that's the Gemara's answer about Kazayis Echilas Pras, then the Rambam will tell you, what do you mean no one else? I'm Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, if the Gemara says the Rabbanan agree. So that's how I would explain it. Okay, let's talk about quickly some nafkas, because I want to get beyond this tomorrow if possible, Thursday. And that is the following. Let's talk about a few cases for a minute. Now, these are not exactly necessarily riots for this issue, but I think that there are issues that may be related to it, depending on how you understand it. So there were two ravyas that I wanted you to look at. Ellie, did you get a chance? Ellie Goldberg?
Yeah, we saw the one.
One on Nat Barnat, and the other one on Tarov Schametz Lachra Pesach.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you
The first one was about someone who they had a certain vessel that they were using for beer. And they wondered if they could use it on chametz.
So it's chavios shel shechar. And the question is, can you use it on Pesach or not? What's the problem? Chavios shel shechar, because shechar has tarovas chametz in it. Right, Sorin. So Rabbeinu Ephraim, how does it go? Was matir. Why? Very consequential, you have to understand. Very, very
first he
economic
said,
consequential issue.
So first he said that you could, it's not Barnat.
It's not Barnat. Why is it not Barnat?
Because the Tarovis itself is only Nos and Tam.
Right.
And then that mixture is, since it's beer and wine, so that mixture is only nosing tam to the wine.
So it's nosing tam, and then it's the blia, and the effect of the blia on the on what comes afterwards. So it's nosing tam or nosing tam. And what about, okay, and what about, so what do you think about that in light of everything we've spoken about?
I guess
two points of vulnerability. You know, one more obvious and one more subtle. Go ahead.
Yes, maybe one point is this question of whether Tarovis Chametz is a separate chalos or not. So this only works if you say that Tarovis Chametz is not a separate chalos, and therefore you have the not bar not. But if Tarovis Chametz is a separate chalos, then it's only going to be one love removed, not two.
Exactly. And the language of the Rav Yah really sounds a little bit like that's part of what he's saying. So I mean, there are really two points. What's the second point that you can make? A not bar not point. I mean, typically the classic case of not bar not, Dagam Shalom Bekahara, is not a case where we start off with a be'en, right? Even a be'en which is betaroves, right?
Right.
And it's heter beheter. So is the Rav Yah's rejection, or Rabbeinu Yoel's rejection of Rabbeinu Ephraim, is it based on the view that to be not bar not, it has to be more balua, you know, to begin, that's how it has to start off, or heter balua, which is a little bit, if you recall, in the Rosh Mishan, the Beis Hamed Aleph, you know, he was discussing, you know, whether it's Bayer Bayi Matzei for Taroves. So Rabbeinu Tam wanted to bring a raya from Kedera. There's no Bayer Bayi Matzei on Kedera. So the Rosh Mishan says, you can't compare the Tam of Kedera and the Tam of Taroves, because Taroves is a Be'en, which is no same Tam. Right? Like a similar idea. So what I'm saying is, you could have dismissed Rabbeinu Ephraim by saying, that's not not bar not. Not bar not doesn't start that way, doesn't work that way, without saying anything about Taroves Chametz Pesach. But the language of Rabbeinu Yoel actually makes it seem, you have the language there, Ellie?
Yeah, from the Tshuva, Tshuvasi.
Was it tough? Kuf Samach test?
Yeah. Is that from the question or the answer?
Either way. Whatever you...
So she'ela yodini mori al kedera shel cheres gedola mechazekas atayim nusin ba shechar kol shana emuteres behagala yani mori ba hetera midabrinam b'mani dekunya b'psachim v'vodazara demeshavi tamud achilak b'nyai nesach l'chametz mishum zet hashish b'chamen v'zet hashish b'tzonin v'chaver echol kamalai avi mori. Yeah, which part?
You're reading.
I was reading the Kuf Samach test, the she'ela.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mir Rabbeinu Ephraim. So, lo yadati lahavin ma inyan resicha v'hagal l'kli cheres. V'alo ha-Torah me'ida alav she'eno yotze midei dofio la'olam im lo ayde hesek o ayde hachzaros kivshonos.
Okay, just give it.
V'asher amarti de lo garam yai nesach v'mani de kunya lo dami de mani de kunya de yai nesach in machnisim lakiyam ulahachi mutar.
The part where it talks about not barnat. Rabbeinu Ephraim says not barnat. Rabbeinu Yoel says it's not barnat. It's tovar taroves chametz. It's atzmo shel chametz.
Yeah.
That part. Give one second, let me get mine.
Yeah, velodami. Yeah, velodami le'ayin nesach. Shai b'chav yisav kankanim. The hasam shiitin l'suchu yayin kasher yefted yayin nesach. Ta'amo v'hu ikar iser.
No. Did I give you the wrong number, baby?
No, this is where he talks about nosin tam. Aval hacha chavir shal sheicha kashi yispali tam sheicha b'yayin v'pesach ve nosin tam ba nosin tam.
Oh, one second. Here. It says, Anina Shalti Achavya Shal Shechem Zifafim Mashirin Zifasan, Venosto Toka Yain Bepesach, Vitartiv. Animati Afabish Lanosho Zifasan, right? Why? Mishum de Shecher Vyain Bepesach, Eno Ikar Iser, El Ayade Taroves Chametz.
Yeah.
That's a great line. Eno Ikar Iser, El Ayade Taroves Chametz. Could be it's against Rabbi Lazar, and he's not the Rambam. Vain Beshechar El Atam Chametz. Right, even though it's not really true, because there's also atzmoshal comments. That's why I'm quoting the Rash, who rejects Rabbeinu Tam for equating, you know, Tam and Mamashosh and those same Tam. Because she eaten a shecher Tam bechavios, mechavios Tamacher, lavan amamish kedogim shalav bekaros shemutelach lamekutach. Tam hazeh shlahatir kankanim shal shecher lishtamish ben bepesach. And Rabbeinu Yoel answers of Amori sherat lahatir. You know, Omer ani de shechar have chametz gomura yidei taroves k'nemuch beiloi overin. But then he adds the ha'iruv hu gufa iser v'lo no sein tam. That's the key line. Afilam mamishika hu no sein tam iser atzma b'chavios v'lo dami no sein tam bar no sein tam. So basically, again, it's hard to know which of these points he's making, but definitely the language sounds like maybe both. Number one, this isn't comparable to Nosin Tam bar Nosin Tam, because it's not just Blia, Tam of Blia, it's it's tam of mamasho. That's, and it's mamasho which is there. It's a tam of mamasho. It's mamasho which is present, albeit, you know, not in the proportion that's koveya. But it also sounds like he thinks that iruv chametz is chametz. That's tarovus. It's a chalos. So that's one. What's the other one about the Ellie? The other one about tarovus chametz linyan lachar pesach?
Yeah. Which number was this?
That's base tafchav. Chelk base, if you have the Optivitzer ones. Either way, it's 420.
Yeah.
If you have a computer, I guess. Again, I'm not sure 100%. You know, you don't have to go as far as what I'm saying, but I do think that. Let's see my radio. Go ahead. Did you find it?
Yeah. In the beginning.
Yeah. What's the issue?
Putting in the sheikhah beyond lifnei Pesach. And
you
got to leave it there.
Tarovus chametz on Pesach. Is it mutter la'achar Pesach, even if it wasn't nisariv la'achar Pesach? The background is. What's the background? Background is the Gemara on Laman Amud Aleph, which says, which we made allusion to when we were talking about the Rambam, that what? That
it says Tarovus chametz.
If chametz is nisariv la'achar Pesach, then there's no din of chametz ravar la'achar Pesach, right? Now, the question is, let's say you have Tarovus chametz, legabe, nothing changed. So that's an interesting case. We talked about this last year in Kulin, but, right? Is it the change, or is it the din of Tarovus? Right, so what does he want to say? What is it, Tafchav?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have given you the maybe the line, because it's a little hard to find. Go ahead.
Near
the it makes a kavah chomer, basically.
Yeah.
Kavah chomer is if kares chametz, if chametz shel kares, then this arev lachar Pesach is mutter, even though it was more chomer on Pesach, then certainly tarovus chametz, which is only which is kal, at best could be balav.
Right.
If that's in this, if after Pesach, it should certainly be mutter.
Right, and he ignores the factor of the change of status.
Number one, he's ignoring the factor of the change itself, which might be the key to everything, in which case it's not even relevant to us and to what we're talking about. Meaning, whatever was usur that didn't change is included in the knas. By the way, it's also an interesting question. What would you say for Rabbi Yehuda, you know, as opposed to Rabbi Shimon and the knas? But the whole point may be that, you know, there's no tziruf, like when we were talking about this topic or the parallel in Chulin, you know, last year. Is it the change maybe of Demai or whatever, you know, of Tarovus? But in addition to that, there's another factor, and that is, how do you look at comets? If you look at Tarovus comets as like, you know, something that is diluting the comets, you know, or hiding the comets, they can say, oh, who cares if it's hidden? If this was even hidden on Pesach, it's more kal. Right? But if it's a chefza shaliser in its own right, and the surrounding is also part of the kalos of Tarovus chametz, then you're much less likely to say that. So again, it's hard to know in the language, but go ahead. You have Ba'osa kavachomer. Behavi arav lav kavachomer hu. Hashda shalom nasar v'pesach. So again, that sounds like the change, but then he adds the words "v'nesar kulo ma'achar shenesar nesar If Tarovus comments was Nisariv again, but I roil out Tirum and Kavachomer. But basically, Agav, what does he say about Tarovus comments on Pesach? That it's Kulo Asar. Ain Lodun Chomach and Sarva Pesach, Chomach and Sarva Lachar Pesach, Shazish and Sarv Bishasa Iser, the Nesar Kulo. What do you mean Nesar Kulo? It's just a strange expression, is it? Maybe not.
Depends how you view Tarovus comments.
All right, so those are two. Then I wanted to just mention very quickly, I'm going to stop in a minute or two, but and then just talk 10 minutes more tomorrow on Thursday. But mostly I want to talk about the different shitas of Rashi and Bedika, and then again start moving towards the Shakavataria, and I'll give you specific things, but till Dalet Amud Aleph, so we can start picking up the pace. But some of the issues brought up by the Sefer Chinuch. Okay, Seth, did you see any of them?
Yes, I did.
So what does Sefer Chinuch talk about?
This is the Sefer Chinuch that talks about...
Minchas Chinuch, yeah.
Sorry, the Minchas Chinuch. On Bo Mitzvah Yid Beis.
What's that?
Minchas Chinuch in Bo Mitzvah Yid Beis.
Yeah, exactly. There's a whole bunch of sfeikos. Kedark, I mean, this is like bread and butter for the Minchas Chinuch. You know?
Yeah.
That's why it's such a great sefer.
Yeah, so he talks about, some things that he talks about.
I mean, what are some of the issues that he raises? And I just want to point out, in light of what we've been saying, you know, and both things, both different things that we've been saying too, you know, what impact that would have.
Yeah, so he talks about one
Let's
of the
say things. Hasra. Did you see the piece on Hasra?
Yeah. So on Hasra, he talks about which pasuk you quote when you're giving the warning, and that
excellent.
might be different than if you're if you give the pasuk of Kol Machmetes when you're eating Chametz Gamor, or you give the pasuk of Lo Yachel in the context of Taroves, that would be incorrect, and you wouldn't then get.
So his suffix is, let's say you give the pasuk of Chametz Gamor, right, for Taroves. Technically, it's wrong. Or let's say you gave the Taroves pasuk for Kares, but Legabe Malkus, right? Would that work or not? That's what he wants to know. Those kind of questions. Right? Why not say you get, you know, the kula of both of them, but you should still get something. It's still Hasra. Well, you know, Minchas Chinuch is like always into this question. You know, how do you give Hasra? Do you quote the Pasuk? Do you quote the Iser? How accurate does it need to be? Right? Again, this is like a very common, you know, concern, you know, that he has. But here it's very interesting. And obviously, let's say you know, as long as you warned him to give him Malkus, what should be the big deal? Right? Even the Tarovis gets Malkus, according to the Rambam, let's say. Even Tarovis gets Malkus. You know? So let him get Malkus for eating Atzmo Shel Chametz, even, let's say. The kid asks that questions in different ways. Let's say you use the switch around the psukim, and let's say you ate your mitzarev chatzi shir from achilas, kares, and chatzi shir from the taroves. You know, would they even combine? Right? Could you get Malkus for the wrong one, even for Atzmo Shel Chametz? And could you combine? These are questions that he asks. So let's take each one very quickly. I don't want to go into all the details, but so what do you think? Ezra, what do you think on the Hasra issue first?
And I think you just get back to what Rabbi's saying about whether Tarovis has its own chalos or we view it as just a function of regular chalos.
Right. If it's the same Iser, you know, just diluted, so then fine, let him get the Malkus at least. But if there's a qualitative difference and the Tarovis Chametz is really a Chiddush, it's not just the, you know, the Chametz in hiding, you know, or the Chametz diluted, you know, but there's for either reason. There's Atzma Shel Chametz, that's a special, you know, din in Kares, or there's a din of Tarovis Chametz. You know, frankly, if you say that it's Atzma Shel Chametz and Tarovis Chametz is like the regular din, then probably at minimum, no matter what you eat, you should be able to use the Tarovis Chametz. I would say that. But if the right suggestion is that Tarovis Chametz is a chalos bifnei atzmo, then I think it shouldn't work. Right? That's not what you're eating when you're eating Atzmo Shel Chametz. Just the wrong yisur.
It's still responsible for Tarovis Chametz being even a chalos bifnei atzmo. So you're going to say there's not enough of a kesher to be chayv from the Hasra of it?
The following.
At the end of the day, even if Tarovis
Chametz... What are you trying to explain? The first one or the second one?
Exactly.
You're trying to explain what?
Even if Tarovis Chametz, the reason for all this is because it's a chalos bifnei atzmo, what's responsible for that is still atzmo shel chametz. So there's enough of it.
Right, but there's still two different... Right, but there's a chiddush, you know, again, the ability to... You're talking about the capacity of chametz to poison and to affect and to redefine, you know, its surrounding. That's still a separate category. You're not eating Tarovis Chametz when you're eating Atzmo Shel Chametz. It's just a different identity. You gave him the Hasra. He's eating Atzmo Shel Chametz, you gave him the Hasra for Chametz. I'm sorry. He's eating Atzmo Shel Chametz, you gave him the Hasra for Tarovis. Right? You're not eating Atzmo al Yedei Tarovis or Chefta Shel Tarovis. You're just not doing that. That's not what you're experiencing. You're just eating Atzmo Shel Chametz. On the other hand, if you think, you know, that Tarovis Chametz is what Chametz would be if it wasn't Atzmo Shel Chametz, you know, maybe that you have even when you eat Atzmo Shel Chametz. But you definitely don't have Tarovis Chametz when you're eating Atzmo Shel Chametz, if that's the chalos. Okay, what happens if you want to combine chatzi and chatzi? So let's say you eat, where's Seth? Who are we asking, Seth?
Hi, yes.
Yeah. So let's say, what about that case? Let's say you have a chatzi shear of kezayis b'chnei achilas pras, and a chatzi shear of tarovis, which is not kezayis achilas pras. Where they and you eat all of them kedei achilas pras.
Yeah, so it's not
quite. Yeah, let's say, and you eat, you know, together kezayis achilas pras. Would you violate tarovis chametz or atzmo chametz?
It's about whether or not we look at them as the same thing or two different unique isurim, same thing with like the Hasra.
Again, if tarovis chametz just means eating atzmo, even eating enough be'en, although not doing it in the most nikar way, then in the end of the day, you've eaten the kezayis, the ben, you should at least get malchus. But you haven't eaten the chefts of tarovis chametz because you don't have the density of kedei achilas pras in the other one. Right? Let's say you wanted to eat another suffix that he has, be'en of chametz, and you wanted to combine it with tarovis chametz. Right? Of kezayis she'en bo achilas pras. In other words, a less dense taroves combined with Atzmo Shel Chametz. So again, if you think that the issue is that you need a kezias of be'en in order to be chayv kares, like my second view, then you're certainly lacking that, because you're the kezias that you're eating is even more, you know, me'urav and less identifiable. However, if the idea is that the problem is that when you're eating kezias achilas pras, you're eating chalos tarovas chametz, and therefore in a vacuum, that's what you're counting. So then actually, when if you had, you know, chatzi shir kezias and chatzi shir kezias yoser michtei achilas pras, ironically, right, it would be worse. Because when you eat the kezias of the tarovas yoser michtei achilas pras, what we're really saying, you're eating kezias, you're eating just more ben. And it doesn't have its own identity. So ironically, you'd be eating a looser taroves and you'd be chayv karis. Right? So I think it really, there are nafkamina between these two perspectives. And you get some fascinating, you know, he doesn't say these things in Michal Sinuch. Michal Sinuch mostly thinks that whether you can do these combinations or not depend, interesting, on whether on the machlokas rishonim, whether you're chayiv, whether you violate by Rabbi Imatze for tarovas chametz. Originally, he thought that that was the litmus test to determine whether or not, I guess, without us saying it, whether this bittul, maybe, whether this bittul, because if this bittul, you can't combine. Right? And or whether it's a separate chalos. If there's a balyiraya, probably there's bittul, or and, you know, if there's, you know, no balyiraya, they're not common enough. But one of those two things, those are actually opposite in their own right, right? One is saying that it's batel, therefore you can't combine it. And the other saying it's not batel, but it's, you know, the fact that it has different dinim shows it's not combinable. In the end, he seems to be chozer from that and says, no, the question of bayirah doesn't necessarily signify that it's batel, or I guess the implicit, whether it's a separate chalo. Maybe those are two different questions. Maybe. Okay, but either way, without going all his sfeikos, I would say, I would have disagreed with a lot of the way he's poshed a lot of those sfeikos based on these two perspectives and in general, how to look at some of these issues. Okay, I still want to speak very briefly about the Rosh and the Rash and Rabbeinu Tam about Shechar and Balyirah Kezai Sechilas Pras. And, you know, just wanted to very quickly on Thursday, just for a couple of minutes. Mostly on Thursday, I want to talk about defending Rashi or different approaches to Bedika, notwithstanding Bittul, quickly. And then we'll move on. I'll give you more Makomos going forward for, you know, for the next. Okay. So welcome back, everybody. It's good to be back. And we hope to get to be in person. Probably, I'm guessing it'll be in a couple of weeks, likely. But for those who can, you know, who can be, and otherwise we'll keep doing hybrids. And, you know, looking forward to seeing everybody in person. And we'll try to set up more of the meetings. Avram's there, I see, you know, with some of the new Talmidim. I'm not sure if we can do it Thursday. If I